In Baghdad today, the government shortened the nightly curfew by 2 hours. It said the security situation has improved in the capital since the start of the so-called Surge, the joint U.S.-Iraqi operation aimed at stabilizing the capital. Among other things, the troops are taking pains to secure Baghdad's many open-air markets. In some cases, new blast walls and checkpoints have limited the casualty toll from insurgent attacks. But for Baghdad residents, shopping for food and other essentials is still quite risky. There have been half a dozen attacks on markets in Baghdad since mid-February, leaving almost 100 Iraqis dead. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
Sirens wail across Baghdad as the wounded and the witnesses cry for help after another bomb attack. According to the U.S. military, bombings across Iraq are up 30% since mid-February. Bombing markets is an especially effective means of spreading terror among the population, because after all, even the most careful Iraqis must shop for provisions. And while U.S. and Iraqi forces have made securing outdoor shopping areas in Baghdad a priority, insurgents are still making them the focus of their attacks. Since the surge began, car bombings have been made harder because many of the market areas have been turned into pedestrian-only zones. But insurgents have been inventive, firing mortars from a distance or dispatching suicide bombers on foot to wreak carnage. It's midday at Garaj al-Amana market near the mostly Shiite and Christian neighborhood of Karada. Wooden stalls line both sides of a narrow street. This market was attacked 2 months ago. Abu Ahmed is a 50-year-old government employee who says he curtails his visits here now.
In the past, I used to shop on a daily basis according to the needs of the house, but now I buy provisions 4 or 5 days in advance.
Pickle store owner Saeed Haider Jabour says that the sellers here have tried to do what they can, but business is way down.
Each shopkeeper has a worker standing in front of the store just to look out for any strange cars that are about to park. We only allow customers or people whom we know to shop here because we are afraid.
Across town is Shorja Market, where a U.S. congressional delegation led by Republican Senator John McCain visited on Sunday under extremely heavy security. People were blocked from entering the market while the lawmakers were there. Helicopters whirled overhead, and there were at least 100 soldiers accompanying the delegation. Representative Mike Pence was so impressed by the visit, though, he compared Shorja to a summer market in his home state of Indiana.
There's one gentleman that tried to refuse our money when we were purchasing rugs. He kept touching his heart, said thank you, no, no, and I was deeply moved by that.
NPR went to Baghdad Shorja Market after the visit and spoke with carpet seller Ahmed Al-Kurdi.
I didn't accept the money. I said to myself, they must be guests, so I must give them a good impression of Iraqis. After all, we are occupied by these Americans, and they are accompanied by a lot of U.S. security.
Al-Kurdi says he is angry at insurgents who bombed the market in February, killing dozens. But he doesn't like the American presence here either.
We are not against the resistance. We are with them. However, he who claims to be resistance must fight the occupiers, not the Iraqi people. A huge number of U.S. forces came yesterday. Why didn't they shoot at them instead of harming us?
At a nearby stall, another merchant, Bassem Mazir, said the security situation at Shorja is still precarious. He says there are police patrols and Americans coming and going, but this doesn't mean that Shorja is safe, he says. Adding, if someone tells you that it's safe, I would say to him, you are not from Shorja, you are an outsider. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.